Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The Bloomington North Cougars of Barb Mills are sectional tennis champions as they swept away hosts Bedford North Lawrence in Friday's semifinal, then handled city rival Bloomington South. That final was supposed to be early Saturday morning. They got a few games in, but Mother Nature had other ideas on that. So the action down in Bedford just after 10 a.m. on Saturday was washed out. They decided to move the finals up to Bloomington to play at the IU Tennis Center indoors. As they moved back to Bloomington, the Cougars completed the season sweep with a 5-love shutout. Carolina Lopez won at number one single. She dropped only three games in defeating Maya Mills. Bailey Gardner, big doubles player last year, she moved to number two singles as she wins 1 and 2 over Madzia Ionello. And Joy Bhattacharya, she won in straight sets at number three singles, 2 in love over Needy Krishan. The doubles teams continued their strong play. Number one doubles, Lillian McAfee and Izzy Flynn. They won 1 and 2 over Lauren Bauman and Isabel Fernandez. And at number two doubles, that was the drop point when the teams met in the regular season. Sophie Fornefeld and Rachel Barrett avenged that North loss. They turned the tables on Tate Blackwell and Rachel Walker, winning 2 and 1. North, they move on. They're 14-4. They now advance to their own regional. Well, they will take on the Columbus North Bulldogs. The Cougars and the Bulldogs will be meeting for the third time this season. Hopefully the third time is the charm for the Northsiders. North, the home court advantage. Thursday, semifinal regional action begins at 5 p.m. The Reds return to the radio tonight as they host the Cleveland Indians in interleague play. Marty Brenneman's pregame show, 7 p.m. I'm Mike Glasgow, pinch hitting for Joe Smith.
Let's go!
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Join WGCL Radio this Sunday as we bring you the 101st running of the Indianapolis 500, the greatest spectacle in racing. Our pre-race coverage will begin at 11 a.m. We will have green flag racing starting at just about 20 minutes after 12 for the 101st time at the Yard of Bricks. Yesterday saw the Indianapolis 500 starting grid come to fruition, and the Fast 9 had a chance to win the pole. New Zealander Scott Dixon won his third career pole as he turned four laps over 232 miles an hour. That's the fastest the track has seen since 1996. You remember Ari Leyendijk. He put four laps up at 236.9, so not as fast as past years, but the fastest in 21. The Ganassi racer, who has won the Indianapolis 500 before, he will sit inside of row one for Sunday's race. He'll be joined on the front row in the second spot by Ed Carpenter, and outside of row one is last year's champion, Alexander Rossi. The rest of the Fast Nine, just missing out on the first row, was Takuma Sato. He's going to start inside of row two. In the middle will be Fernando Alonso, the former Formula One champion. And on the outside, J.R. Hildebrand. Row three, plenty of star power. Tony Kanaan is inside, Marco Andretti in the middle. And outside of row three will be Will Power. That is the Fast Nine. That's how they ended yesterday, and that's how the Indianapolis 500 will line up. Seven former champions, three rookies, 200 laps, 500 miles, one champion. Our coverage starts 11 a.m. Sunday morning from the Yard of Bricks. It's the 101st running of the Indianapolis 500. I'm Mike Glasgow, pinch hitting for Joe Smith.